Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you with us today. The topic today is our perspective and God's faithful love. We will return after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Beauty of a New Day, written by Aaron D. Anthony Brown, read by Rochelle Alberti. Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23, CSB. I can attest to the relief that comes with waking in the morning with fresh anticipation for what the day has in store. The same relief that says goodbye to the anguish of yesterday and hello to new possibilities. Though, I can also relate to the opposite. Making the most out of tomorrow is difficult when you're stuck on yesterday. I've been stuck before. Many times. Frustrations with work. Anger directed at a friend. Harboring unforgiveness toward myself. Sometimes I even wake up with the same illness that troubled me the day or days before. What if every time we awoke in the morning, we saw the new day as a reset, an opportunity for something different than the previous day? Many times over, Scripture reminds us of the importance perspective plays in our lives, including in the book of Lamentations. Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. These two verses highlight God's love for his children. We see that his affections are both powerful and enduring. Since that love is greater than sin, we do not perish. We are not defeated by circumstances. This includes situations like financial insecurity, relational conflict, work displacement. The endurance is proven by the fact that God's divine mercy is available in fresh supply each morning. While we may have struggled a great deal the day before, the Lord does not tire of supporting us. If our own sin is to blame for the struggle, God still does not tire of forgiveness or support. This is great news for those days when we awake feeling very much like we did yesterday. The truth is that in our fallible and sinful nature, we are not always able to fully disconnect ourselves from yesterday's woes. Whether we are sick or troubled by strife, or whether there's a particular emotion we just can't shake. Thankfully, in the light of wisdom given to us through Scripture, we can work to reshape our perspective. Intersecting faith and life. Much like studying a textbook prepares you for a test, learning Scripture prepares you for life. With a wiser perspective, we learn to see God in a specific way, reliable, just, loving, and powerful. We also learn how to treat our tomorrows. Each day, we have the ability to make a choice. We can choose to live in anticipation of what new blessings may come, or we can choose to relive the same experiences that troubled us before. Remember, God's mercies are new every morning. Therefore, who are we to condemn ourselves based on yesterday's transgressions, or for that same reason, condemn anyone else? In His love, He affords us the opportunity to move past the effects of sin toward better things. Friar Rose could find themselves suddenly resolved, but even if they do not, God's word assures us that His peace is always available. Philippians 4:6-7. Each day, we should also find more than enough reason to give God thanks. He never tires of supporting us, even during those times when we act against Him. Even during those times when we pray for support despite ourselves being the problem. We should thank Him for new days bringing new possibilities and for not being stuck under the power of sin. How could we not thank Him for the love He shows us day in and day out? Lastly, we should make the most of God's unending mercies. If a new day means another opportunity to live as a new creation, then there is no credible reason to believe the lie that we are stuck being the same people tied to the same circumstances. Every day, we get a chance to better conform ourselves to the image of Christ. We can become wiser, stronger, smarter, and all the more loving. All we have to do every morning is make that choice. Nowadays, when I wake up in the morning, I have an easier time moving on from yesterday. I'm able to thank God for what was and thank Him all the more for what will be. Once you manage to do the same, you will likewise be able to embrace the beauty of a new day. Further reading, Romans 8:28, Isaiah 26:3, Jeremiah 29:11, 2 Corinthians 4:16.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.